The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
All right, we're back, and we found the clip regarding Tom DeLay's discussion of the 12 perversions. We're going to go ahead and play that for you.
12 perversions. Yeah! Squeal, boy, squeal!
Oh, gosh.
Squeal!
Tom DeLay, former Republican Congressman Tom DeLay, appeared on Newsmax TV, where he told the host, Steve Maltzberg, that, as he predicted, all hell is now breaking loose because of the Supreme Court decision striking down gay marriage bans. And DeLay said that he is aware of a secret memo from the Justice Department which is going to legalize 12 new perversions. I have the clip here from Newsmax TV. This is just fantastic.
Well, we've already found a secret memo coming out of the Justice Department. They're now going to go after 12 new perversions, things like bestiality, polygamy, having sex with little boys and making that legal. And not only that, but they have a whole list of strategies to go after the churches, the pastors, and any businesses that tries to assert their religious liberty. This is coming, and it's coming like a tidal wave.
All right, so Congress, I just want to get this straight. So you are aware of a Justice Department memo where that says there will be an effort to legitimize or legalize bestiality, pedophilia, and, as you put it, perversions?
That's correct. That's correct. They're coming down with 12 new perversions. The LGBT just isn't is only the beginning. They're going to start expanding it to the other perversions.
All right. Well, nothing anymore would surprise me. Absolutely nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, of course, Steve Maltzberg. There's nothing at all surprising about a religious lunatic, an obviously corrupt former politician, floating obviously ridiculous lies, bestiality, polygamy, and legal sex with little boys. Those don't actually sound like new perversions to me. They sound like the same old perversions that have been around for a long time, often in devout religious communities. I don't see anything new about those perversions.
Tom DeLay would probably be thrilled if these perversions were going to be legalized. I'm sure his life would be much richer if they were. And disgraced former congressman. Look, this is like Glenn Beck saying, I've got proof that guy who, he associated with the Boston bombing had something to do with it. Well, no, he never had proof. He was just making crap up. And that's what Tom DeLay's doing.
I think I know what happened. Tom DeLay's holiday wish list got mixed up with his notes for the TV appearance. That's where these 12 perversions came from.
That must be it. Yeah, his perverted little wish list. that must be it.
Hey, I'm curious. What are the rest of the 12 items? Like, if you had to guess, what would they be?
Probably something having to do with sex with inanimate objects. We have to throw that in the mix. I mean, this is really all about sex, so we just have to come up with 12 sex-related perversions. I don't know. How many are there?
Now, if we could pause this. Now, we can obviously we hear the kind of condescending tone in these, you know, this host's voice. What Tom DeLay said came true. They are actively trying to legalize these things and decriminalize pedophilia, decriminalize all this stuff. So, and this is a perfect example of one of the tactics in which they use to brainwash and soften the general public. So, I'd like to hear their what they have to say now, and if they're as cocky as they were back when they did this show.
How about these people that are identifying as whatever they want? I want to identify as a cat. So I identify as a cat. It's okay to have sex with a cat.
Right.
Stop. This is insane.
People are marrying animals. Now, for example.
Right, because they identify as one.
And they are. Churches don't need a tax code. All right, they're already tax exempt. But they can apply to be an IC3 something or other organization. Okay. So what that enables them to do is to accept government grants. Okay. Government monies. Now, there's a catch to that. If they don't follow along with what the government wants, like be all inclusive and this and that, they don't get their money. Okay? So, and we have seen laws being enacted restricting religious freedoms. Okay? So, a number of things that these hosts were trying to poke fun at have come to fruition. So this is real. Okay. And it's just shocking that people, and it doesn't matter how much fact you put in front of their faces, they'll still straight up deny it. And then once they can't deny it anymore, then they start calling you names and, throwing ad hominems around, and then they've lost the debate. But the point being is that people cannot handle facing truth, or they can't handle, possibly being wrong.
That's why Steven Crowder, what he used to do is genius. He still does. Shouldn't say used to do, is genius. Change my mind.
Right.
Very, very simple. Change my mind. There's two sexes. Change my mind. Well, there's very minute. They are born with both.
Right.
Digressing again. Change my mind. His change my minds.
Mm-hmm.
We're the bomb, and he's only hanging on by a thread. He's gotten freaking suspended from once again, places like YouTube.
Yeah, but he's controlled that position too, though, because
he's a pretty smart guy who hasn't done as much of a deep dive as some of us have. He just lays out like the basic stuff.
He's kind of like a Joe Rogan, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, like both those guys. Yeah, they're not as deep as some of the others, but
yeah, and I consider them more controlled opposition, where because they support Israel no matter what. I mean, it can't. The word is
scary. Oh, they do? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, unconditional. What? Yeah, unconditional.
Sure, I got to talk to Rogan, find out if that's.
His wife is a Jew.
We share that common bond as fighters, so.
Yeah. Well, Joe Rogan's wife is a Jewess.
Is she a Jew-heiress?
Jewess. That's, a female Jew. Yeah.
But back to the 12 perversions. If you identify, so I want to identify as a dog. I want to identify as a cow. How about a chicken?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it a stretch to put the two and two together with that? For some, it is.
Back in when it first came out, I was just like, "What is this insanity? And what the hell are they talking about?" But now, no, that's exactly what they're going to try to do.
Right, we're talking about super psychopaths. They operate outside of the human frequency band, period. And they manipulate our society.
Yeah,
Interbreeding through secret society bloodlines.
Yeah.
All interbreeding. That's good, too. So a shock they would push pedophilia.
Yeah, they're systematically taking away any protections and religious protections they've attacked first and foremost. So you can't use, it's not part of my religion as your protection anymore. Too bad. It's what the government says.
For sure.
It goes against the UN plan as well. For they're protecting, gender roles and, all kinds of, it's insane. I get a headache looking at the World Economic Forum. It's, they have thought of every single nook and cranny, thought, idea, area of society, personal life, everything. And I'm just like, this is, it's impossible to be able to thoroughly go through, you know, comprehensively in any kind of reasonable amount of time. You know, it would take you, like I said, a couple of years just to get through.
On the World Economic Forum?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many sub branches of the main branches that it would it does. It takes years.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, getting back
it's right there for everyone to see. It was laid out.
Yes, but people
a long time ago.
They don't want to do the. They don't want to do the work. Now, for example, there's the disarmament. Issue. Digitalization, cybersecurity, and disarmament. Okay. They're taking this into the online forum. And there's three issues that make digital domain particularly challenging from an international security, disarmament, and arms control perspective. First, there is no internationally agreed upon definition of cyberspace, and the concept of what constitutes a cyber weapon is disputed. This is crazy. This makes it difficult to design control mechanisms centered on specific cyber technologies. Second, attributing malicious cyber attacks to a specific perpetrator is a complex, lengthy, and at times inexact process with many technical, legal, and political considerations. And third, the digital domain has no geographical boundaries, and as such, preserving digital peace and security requires a coordinated international response. With the exception, of course, of the Budapest Convention on Cybercrime, with its 65 state parties, I'm sure it's going to go up to 70, there are no international treaties or other legally binding instruments regulating behavior in the cyber domain. Still, countries have agreed that international law applies to cyberspace, and since 2015, the UN General Assembly has adopted a set of 11 voluntary norms of responsible state behavior in cyberspace. In addition, voluntary measures and self-regulation initiatives are becoming increasingly common and include norms, codes of conduct, and industry standards. So, yeah. So now they're taking it for the disarmament program. They're taking it onto online. So it'll probably be illegal to dispute disarmament protocols and programs eventually. It's my prediction. Because it's a security issue. Security.
That was an awesome rant.
It's all you guys say.
I could be quiet for that long, but that was sweet.
It's a security issue. That's all you gotta say. I mean, it's just crazy.
All controlled by these interbreeding bloodlines, which are, who are interbreeding? Vatican, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, royalty, your kings, your queens,
the Vatican's
your princesses, especially Barclays. Here's like the hidden jewel. Look up Thiokol, folks. Thiokal. I think we talked about this one time. I was like, you want to know about somebody who's above the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers? Mm. That would be the Barclays, who the chairman is a female married to, of course, a Rockefeller.
Yeah.
So I guess we're both right because it's all the same interbreeding bloodlines.
Yes. There's 13 families. Yes. Correct.
Yep. Right. And so they're trying to legalize pedophilia and try to legalize sex with animals makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And because that's what they do. This, you know, it's disgusting. So, yeah. And then if you click on the interactive map, it says disarmament and an erosion of trust. Okay. It talks about how they talk about biological weapons convention. Lacks an effective architecture for verification, compliance, and enforcement to address allegations of biological weapons development. What does that have to do with this disarmament? Okay, so then they talk about a related set of challenges has emerged as a direct result of growing use of disinformation and misinformation. These are neither entirely new phenomena, nor are they new issues specifically for arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation efforts. Ill-founded allegations of association with chemical and biological weapons have long been used to vilify adversaries. However, The increased prevalence of social media and other online platforms provides for a cheaper, faster, and more powerful means of spreading misinformation and disinformation throughout networks of like-minded users. Who are these like-minded users? The sheer volume... I mean, you can already tell where this is going, right? The sheer volume of and pace of the spread of distortions, half-truths, and lies has proven difficult to counter. This has indirectly undermined confidence in some of the data and data collection processes that are at the heart of verifying compliance with treaties, which has weakened trust in the international organizations that uphold regimes, contributed to the polarization of state parties to treaty regimes, and hindered support for the enforcement of treaties. Increasing prevalence of deep fake technologies that generate or manipulate video, text, images, and audio in order to mislead, deceive, or influence audiences will likely exacerbate this challenge. Right. So, and that's reason for...
That sounds like AI almost, the way they just spit it out there matter-of-factly.
Right. Yeah. They're just throwing all this crap together to support the disarmament program. And there is in here somewhere, the definition of disarmament is not limited to war-torn countries. Okay. It's the definition of the disarmament program to put that into effect is in fact countries who aren't in a time of war, but whose federal laws may fail to control mass shootings. I'm like, oh, it sounds like the United States.
And if you read this, it's very AI-like. It's, again, back to these bloodlines, the people who put together the World Economic Forum that we're reading from, hybrid information fields is what keeps coming to mind with them because they appear to be human. But they're not. And when you listen to this, I mean, AI, it's very clever.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
Computer's clever, like what it can do, but it's got no empathy. That's the problem with the computer. You type data to the computer puts something else out. And that's what they did with the World Economic Forum, again, in my opinion, is that they put a lot of this stuff into a computer, and it sounds like they're talking like a computer. No
right.
Nothing about the consequence of how horrific or horrible in relation to the people they're talking about are affected by it. Because an AI's got no sympathy. Again,
well,
back to the super psychopath thing. People who are running the world right now are super psychopaths. They don't, just like a computer, don't question it.
Right, they have no feelings.
Just like that, no empathy.
Exactly, yes. This is a perfect mirror image of...
It's like an AI computer.
And there, you remember, was it 2001 Space Odyssey, or where the computer takes over... AI, is that the movie where it takes over control of the ship?
It is.
The computer kills everybody except for the one dude. I can't remember how it ends, but it's 2001 Space Odyssey, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And she's like, Hank, what are you doing? Are you trying to destroy me?
Right.
It's creepy. So, yeah.
I mean, it's not a coincidence that the World Economic Forum is designed in the form of a web, a spider's web.
Yep. Yep.
And at the center of that web,
Center
of it all is a non-human force. In my opinion, I think probably Erica would agree that these super psychopaths, there's no way they can be human. And they're all in these secret societies, and they're all interbreed bloodlines.
Yes, they're all inbred. Yep. Corporate governance. Now, corporate governance, that's private. You know, basically the privatization, your monopolies, you know.
Indeed.
And so they talk about corporate governance, that they're moving to private. The prisons now are privatized. That's the worst. So if they don't make money, guess what? The prisoners don't
get... That's another one that's been ongoing for decades, too, now. It's getting buttoned up now to where they're all going to be privatized.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go into another commercial break, and we will see you guys in a few minutes.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I bit off more than I can chew, so I'm going to try a small bite. The Liberty Minute will now be a weekly production instead of a daily grind. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Cedar Mill Fine Firearms. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at cedarmillfirearms.com for firearm cases and accessories with style. Now let's get to it. A serious problem with our nation's checks and balances system has become apparent lately. Our administrative and bureaucratic system has become too big and too slow to protect our rights. A judge recently struck down New York City's COVID vaccine mandate for public workers. Okay, that's great. The judicial system acted as a check against the executive. Not so fast, though. Or maybe I should say not fast enough. Over 2,000 people were fired because of a policy now deemed unconstitutional. According to the Declaration of Independence, the government's primary job is to secure our rights. If it takes 10 months to overturn an unjust law, then 2,000 people can be destroyed by one branch of government before another branch calls it out. Hardworking, tax-paying citizens deserve a much faster response to tyranny. That we, the people, deserve a smaller, more responsive government. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pashem Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, and Erica and Eric, we're filling in for William Rapillum. And if you guys could please smash that donate button and contribute whatever you can, you know, $100, $50, $5, a dollar, anything you can do, it, you know, it helps. Free speech is not free. So we need, you know, everybody's support, and whatever you could do is, you know, we appreciate, you know, greatly appreciate all of your thoughts, ideas, and interactions in listening to the shows and supporting free speech and what we stand for here at the station. So if you want to call in, call 512-248-8252 and toll free 800-313-9443. Getting back to what we were talking about before, Eric, they're talking about gene therapy. How can poorer countries access the most expensive drugs in the world? Now, this is kind of...
The answer is they can't. Well, they never will be able to.
The one way in which they can is they use the poor countries as the testing grounds.
Truth.
So what they do, but this goes directly, flies in directly in the face opposite of what they're trying to say of nationalist, what is it? Nationalist vaccine. vaccine nationalism.
Nationalism and populism.
Right, right. But if they're going to have gene therapy and how can poor countries... They're already doing this. This is already being done.
And gene therapy in the right hands is a great tool, without a doubt.
Right.
It can help heal so many people, but they're not using it for that.
No, they're not. And, you know, the... So right now, the poor countries do have access to the same level of medical care that other countries do. They just don't tell you this, and it's filed under the label of experimentation or experimental gene therapy, or stuff like that.
And gene therapy is a broad. That's a broad scope you're talking about right there.
Yeah,
with gene therapy. Of what it can be used for. Think about it, the human gene, the genome.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the thing is that they're not just putting, they're putting in fetal cells, they put in animal cells, they put in all kinds of crazy chimera type of...
Correct.
HIV strain, what? Into vaccines? I mean, they put fetal cells into products that people consume for flavor enhancer. I'm like, what?
It's all about holding these people accountable who are doing it.
Soylent Green, anybody? I mean, like,
yeah.
What is the, I don't understand. That's one area I do have to kind of investigate next. What is the purpose of doing this? I mean, like, the Soylent Green type of,
Word would be the purge, culling.
I mean, is it...
Slow killing. It works best for them. It works best for everyone.
Right, but when they're putting in like fetal cells, so basically we're eating, we're cannibalizing each other, basically. Okay.
Well, yeah, a lot of it. It was, I believe it was Chris Steiner, was that who called earlier? He said it best. I mean, they're manifesting the Antichrist, and it's going to be all on Earth.
But right.
Once it occurs, doesn't matter what religious denomination you're in. All these different. I've told you this before. All these different books. All these different Bibles from different religions, they were all discussing the exact same evil force. Pre-Islamic and Islamic called them jinns. Right? The Christians called them demons. They had different names, but they're all describing the same evil force. I love going back and looking at it, how we ended up here. Islamic called them jinn, but they were describing the same thing. And what they're describing is the people we're talking about now, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. Barclays, these interbreeding bloodlines.
There's one area.
The divine right to rule the world.
Yeah, there's one area of history I need to research, and that's the Council of Nicaea. And that's where I think Constantine, don't quote me on this, okay? I may be wrong. Constantine, that's when he converted to Catholicism, and I think that's where Catholicism was created. And
Constantine is that picture of the traditional Jesus Christ that you see on people's walls and such. That's... Many have said that's Constantine because it looks a lot like him.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yes, so you got Constantine.
Okay.
On your wall, if you have that white Jew. Anyway.
And
I had a whole subject too.
Constantine came together, and I'm going to venture a guess. It might be 70. Came together, Nicaea. And to discuss what exactly, how I believe that was the beginning of the New World Order plan. Like how they meet once a year.
That's interesting. Jeff Hayes would agree with that. Real quick, Jeff Hayes, author of Rise of the New World Order, calling a man the number one best-selling biblical prophecy in the UK and the US currently right now on his fourth book, and my co-host for now until we get shut down on YouTube. Anyway, digressing, Jeff came up with that too right there with Constantine. Interesting.
We're going to go into a commercial break and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
All right, we're back. So if you want to call in, 512-248-8252 or toll-free 800-313-9443. We want to hear what you have to say, what your thoughts are, whatever you want to contribute to the conversation or bring something new up. Be more than happy to discuss it with you. The gene therapies, case studies from low and middle income countries. Yeah, this is basically the guinea pigs of the medical research team. Where they're going to try to, they're applying gene therapies to infectious and not communicable diseases like HIV, sickle cell, et cetera, who live in low and middle income countries. Now, again, it's the UN's goal to make, to get rid of first, second, and third world countries and make everybody the same. So we're all going to be, you know, relegated to the third world country standard, in my opinion. The 3% are going to be living large as usual.
Same old, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Who are these people, and why are they here? Again, Colin, we'd love to hear your thoughts on talking about the New World Order as a broad subject.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I
9/11 to the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, anything you want to talk about, just, you know.
Sure.
Well, I did a general Google search for Israel, right? And these were kind of interesting questions. It says, what country was Israel before? And it says, when World War One ended in 1918 with an Allied victory, the 400-year Ottoman Empire rule ended and Great Britain took over control. What became known was what used to be known as Palestine, Palestine and Jordan. And through the Balfour Declaration and the British Mandate, it became Palestine was approved by the League of Nations in 1922. Then Israel became an official state after World War II, I believe. Oh, we got a call from Kathleen. From
yeah, and on that note, look at my flag here, the Palestinian flag. Look at Palestine in 1940, and now look at it now, and look how much it shrunk into the size of a pebble.
Yeah, we have a call from Texas. Kathleen, are you there?
Hey, Erica and Eric. Did I get your names correctly?
Yes.
You did?
Okay. I really appreciate hosts who get live substitutes when they can't make it. So I thank William Ratillum for getting both of you. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate the content of the program. And I just wanted to say, add two things. Excuse me. Deborah Treveris, I'm sure you've heard of her. She has a website called StopTheCrime.net. And on that website, she has a list of all of the food that she knows of that have aborted fetal tissue in them. The only one I can remember, I don't have access to the internet, but I've heard her speak many times. And the one thing I remember was, many soft drinks and Philadelphia cream cheese, of all things. Good grief. But anyway, she has the list, and I think that's important that we know that. And then Dr. Lorraine Day.
Yes.
Yeah, you know her. Okay, drday.com. She has a book called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why? And I would say it has everything you've been talking about in it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Lorraine Day's excellent. And, yeah, those are two powerful women voices. Absolutely, they've contributed a lot to this movement, to the truth movement, when it was pure in its early days, you know, before all the controlled opposition came through.
Deborah Treveris doing dynamite research also on the California fires and other direct energy weapons being used against humanity.
Yes.
Yeah, just both of those horror stories. But anyway, thank you so much, and you're all in my prayers.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
We have Alan from Texas. Alan, are you there?
Yes, sir. And yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Good evening to both of y'all. Been listening, kind of enjoyed the spiel and the talk. Kind of what y'all been talking about. A gentleman that we just lost here in like the last year, you know, his name was Jordan Maxwell, you know. Cool. He was giving speeches at universities before I was born, you know, like 1960, you know, before I was born, talking about the power structure, the secret societies, and basically that everything that we've been taught, everything that we've been told has been a lie. They sprinkle a little bit of truth in it to make it, you know, digestible, but right. Basically every, you know, and you have to really, really work hard to find the truth and use you know, if you want to go biblical discernment, you know, just use the computer God gave you to try to figure out, you know, what is reality and what's not. But, you know, in today's world, most people, they're so mesmerized by definitely the digital world since it's come in. I've watched this nightmare envelop, and I've stayed out of it. But, I've watched people lose their own thought process. They're fed something, and they just eat it, and they digest it, and they go to the the breads in the circuses and, you know, to the gladiatorial games or the football games. And it's just, it's sickening what I've seen, you know, basically society turn into. I don't use the word hope very often, but, you know, I hope that people will wake up, you know, to a point to where they actually realize what's going on.
Right. But, I agree. Know. It makes my blood go cold sometimes when I realize the state of society and where we're at, and you know, what's to come. You know, and all we could do as individuals is, you know, come together on a common cause like we're doing right now, and you know, hope for the best.
And a lot of people will say it's like we're speaking to the choir, but, you know, even choirs need practice, you know. If nothing else, it's nice to know that there are people, other people out there who kind of have the understanding you do. Do we all agree on everything? But you know, it's camaraderie, if nothing else.
Right. Absolutely. What were you saying,
Alan,
about?
You had mentioned Jordan Maxwell, who, oddly enough, one of my co-hosts, on another show called Southern Truth on YouTube, he had the last interview ever with Jordan Maxwell. He passed about a week afterwards, and what an amazing man that was. You also had some other great points. You talked about going to the games. The Romans were still going to the games while the barbarians were at the gate, and that's written in several very important books.
And it's funny, Helen, in that video that when we spoke to the gentleman earlier tonight, when watching the video, they were doing the Roman salute.
Yeah, you know, and people will call up and say, well, that's not the Roman salute, it's not the Nazi salute, but, you know, it's a fascist, you know, it's like hail to the chief, you know, and for me, you know, I'm not a real Christian, but I'm not part of any collective. I am who I am, and I've never wanted to be part of a collective. I like people. We can have our commonalities, we can have our disagreements, but, you know, but... Man, this world has gotten so twisted, and I'll just jump off real quick. Mike said that I should, you know, promote the show that I'm on. You know, I've been on every Sunday morning for like 7.5 years on RBN now. You know, we don't do many replays, you know, and I'm a co-host with my co-host Steve O'Brien. He's actually the host of the show, and you know, we've only got 2 hours a week to talk to people, and there's so much to talk about, and it's hard to just, you know, I've got so many things I could say, but, you know, I kind of said my little spiel, and I appreciate both of y'all. It's been a very cogent conversation, and I enjoy this.
Thank you. Thank you. I've enjoyed my time with everybody here, and thank you so much for calling in.
Take care. Good night.
All right. You too. And we have Marcus from Idaho. Marcus.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much to say. It's such a huge topic, and it's so minute in itself, speaking about the New World Order. I want to talk about the Mississippi River and the low flow there. There's something that I did find on the internet saying that they were planning on sending that water over from water from the Mississippi River, like 30,000 gallons per minute, to Arizona and New Mexico. Gotcha. Now, that plan, I don't know how far engaged it is, but it seems like that is not a natural phenomena that the river has gone that low.
Right.
It seems that there is nefarious plans in the works or nefarious actions, just like the 1 million chickens, which are going to be culled because they have so-called flu, and the millions and millions of chickens that have been culled, and now we're paying $5 for our eggs when we were paying $1 for them a couple years ago.
Right.
Marcus, very interesting. You had talked about moving water around. Very interesting that since the 50s, they've had the ability to seed clouds to make it rain, and yet there's droughts.
Right, and they are systematically either flooding farmland or droughting, you know, making farmland go through a drought.
As our last caller talked about, Kathleen Deborah Tavares, who documented very well that the burn, which is still going on to this day, by the way, folks, they haven't stopped.
Nope.
But right now, I mean, that is certainly the truth. I mean, there is the technology out there, HARP, for one, besides cloud seeding. but also what we're going through a solar minimum where the sun is wreaking havoc on our planet, changing the meridional jet streams, which is causing drought and heat and cold in areas that is uncommon to us as I'm 50 years old, so. Mm-hmm. But
you're basically saying climate change. Yeah, the climate does change, correct?
right.
There's other things that affect it.
And it's through the sun, but yes, I mean, of course, the Navy had owning the weather in 2020 as something that I saw back in 2007, a big PDF file where they were indicating how they would own the weather during this time. And of course, I mean, we know 0.1% of what is actually going on.
Oh, yeah. Yep. At best. At best.
Right. And I would just want to touch on this one last thing, and I'll give it over to you guys. What is going on with RBN? Because I've heard, last night, Dr. something, which was on with Jeremy, he was poo-pooing the New World Order like it was something that was something to be comical word. And then I've heard other people who are like for Joe Biden and their presenters on the channel. And there's just been a whole lot of disparaging input. It doesn't seem like it's the same strength going towards going forward in one way. It seems like there's a lot of cross currents.
I think that's probably the comedy portion of the show. It involves anything. But that's not for me to answer.
So, I mean, are you saying that it seems like there's a somewhat of a movement towards trying to, what's the word I'm looking for, discredit the truth movement or speaking out against like the New World Order type thing? Or
no, I'm talking about.
I think that would probably be a question for the producer.
The presenters, the people who are on the radio.
That would be a question for the producer, I would think.
And it seems that there just isn't a general theme which is going on, like a Republican theme, a conservative theme. It seems like it's all across the board. And
you won't
maybe
see
that's
the little
things
from America.
I don't know.
I promise you that. You even mentioned something about the weather, something about who controls the weather. Was it Eisenhower? One of the presidents said, he who controls the weather controls the world.
Or money. Whoever controls
the weather. It was one of the presidents who said that.
Interesting. Yeah, that was money.
Money.
The producer might jump on to be able to answer that question.
Yeah, that's probably early in the 1900s that quote came about, that whoever controls the money controls the world, or then
whoever controls the weather controls the world.
Well, that
no,
it
was the money. I care
weather
not,
and the
I'm
money.
Not, I care not what power it may be out there, but whoever controls the money controls the world.
Yeah, that's a power. Yeah.
And then, like Stalin, give us your children. I don't care not whatever. In 5 years, if I have your children, I'll be able to have your whole country. That's a paraphrase.
From Eisenhower's on every single broadcast from Dane Wigington.
Eisenhower was a racist.
Watch.org.
Eisenhower was a racist POS.
right, but he, even that being said, that being true,
in a fake general,
I could be wrong. It might not be Eisenhower. It was one of the presidents who said he who controls the weather controls the world.
Yeah, that must have been later. But the original economic, yeah. But yeah, no, it's in every time I think that people that when they start, they always have their finger on the pulse, and I think that when they start detecting that, the independent thought and critical thinking is catching on, then they start, pushing the controlled opposition in to start putting, pushing doubt into people's minds, to try to control the narrative.
It was Lyndon B. Eisenhower, by the way. My bad.
Okay.
Big difference. Eisenhower, whose daughter, Laura Eisenhower, was a big part of exposing the Secret Post program. But I digress.
Yeah.
You gotta think, folks, that the disinformation campaign that our government has launched upon us, whether it is official or not, is actually happening. And it can be influencing radio shows like your own.
It's official, too. You can look this stuff up.
Yeah.
You're spot on with that.
Yeah.
Because.
And you know, when you've been in this area for enough time, you start to become familiar with, you know, the certain buzzwords that they use, and you kind of just pick it out. And
the things that have been declassified already, such as Cass Sunstein, the declassification of the word conspiracy theorist, using it as a slander campaign to this day.
Right. Right.
These things have been declassified.
It's that my show is going to be called the coincidence reality. It's just a coincidence, you know, that's our reality. It's a coincidence again, yet again, right? Uh-huh. Sure. You know, yeah, it's an unfortunate, but that's part of the CIA. They did a intense study, you know, group study with people in how to control, you know, the masses through feelings and emotions. So if you come across any kind of story or news article or whatever, and it's eliciting, you know, emotions, especially negative emotions, that's the first red flag. Okay, that whatever you're reading or hearing is designed to cut off the critical thinking part of your brain, because if a person's emotional, it's just biology that, you know, the critical part of your brain, it's harder to think through high intense emotional.
The pineal gland, the reptilian brain.
You're talking about NPR, aren't you? You're talking about NPR now. I can tell you're talking about NPR right now, because that is a CIA operation if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, and it's fact that's and they actually and it's a. They studied this, and it's part of the conditioning of the general public and the brainwashing tactics. So
and there's actually a news outlet out there called NPR. Can't make this shite up, folks.
Right, exactly. So and biologically, the thinking part of your brain shuts down if you're highly emotional. So if I catch myself getting emotional during, you know, with whatever, you know, information that's coming to me, that's my first inclination to, okay, what's going on here? And so I take a step back and I force myself to not be emotional and look at it, you know, as a fact, on a fact based angle. And that's one of the first things that they do to, and then what they do is areas that they don't want people researching, they demonize whoever, you know, or whatever that area in question may be, so that people are like, oh, no, if you question anything, then that means, you know, you're a bad person, you know, and that's all knee-jerk reaction stuff. And it's like, wait, we should be able to sit down and talk about anything and question anything, you know.
And Marcus had a question about apparently maybe some shows using Biden as a positive thing or something. This is my first time on this network, so I couldn't answer that. Erica?
Yeah, no, it's been a while since, you know, I was a guest here, you know, a while ago. But I don't doubt that they're trying to do that. You know, first of all, in my opinion, There are no true Republican, Democrat when you go into deep state government. Okay, I don't even believe that these politicians who claim themselves to be
two wings of the same bird are really
you know, I don't think they believe in any kind of ideology. They're just and it's a fact that if you have to have a certain personality type to go above a certain level in government, and if you don't have basically a psychopathic type of personality, you will not advance past a certain level. Okay, so a lot of these politicians, they don't give a crap about anything.
Yeah, I can certainly say for Erica, you're rarely gonna ever hear the words Trump or Biden come out of her mouth unless she's exposing or making fun of them.
Right, it's all the same.
It sounds like a government is much based upon the idea of the Freemasons and the structure. You're never going to get above that certain height in the Freemasons if you are not a psychopathic.
The Opus Dei, the Knights of Templar, you can go back as far as that, right?
Right. Well, Knights Templar was something different. I don't think they had as many stages in there as the Freemasons have.
Yeah, I think that what was happening with the Knights is that they were gaining too much monetary control,
exactly.
And that's why they went
over the princes.
Yeah,
they were trained warriors too. So
yeah,
that influencing it too.
So you got the
but they were all
factor,
and
then you
got the money order.
Right. So that's why they disbanded them.
Right.
Right. But they, as far as like you know, left and right. And that's all. That's for all of us.
Let's go back to what we were talking about, though, because I love this subject, too. Knights of Malta, what's your take?
Knights of Malta. I've never studied them. That's my take is I don't have any information on them. How about the Jesuits? The Jesuits are very interesting. There is some fantastic strength that comes out through that order. Individuals which are just dedicated to God and service of God. And there is also the intellectual dark side of the Jesuit order, which is along with the Pope's idea of a new world order going into just a free love of nature and nature's God rather than God and like Jesus Christ.
Like now, Erica, I think your take would be a little bit different about the Jesuit order.
Well, the Jesuits were they're basically crypto Jews that infiltrated the.
You call them crypto Jews?
Yes, they're crypto Jews. Yes, that's a fact. Saint Loyola was a crypto Jew. He was a Murano Jew. It's a fact.
There is also. I mean, if you like, you ever seen the movie Black Robe? There's another one where he was down in South America, and the name is escaping me for right now, but that was the basic concept of the people who entered Jesuits and wanted to be friars and priests, was their ability to put away the body and be spiritual and be workers for truth and God. And it's not, I mean, I can't say that the higher echelons are not just like Klaus Schwab and visiting pedophiles and all the other stuff. It's dark. There's many dark chapters. And
they love you,
the church,
though.
Unfortunately.
Don't forget, they love you.
Of course they do.
Some really do. Some truly do. Some Jesuits, yeah. I'm sure. I know for a fact, because I've been involved with the church, that there are people which go into the church because they genuinely love Christ and want to serve, and that's what they do for their whole life.
Sure, yeah.
And there are others which desire power above all else, and power corrupts them.
Yep, I would agree with that. I would agree with that, absolutely.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yep. So, yeah, if there's anything else you want to talk about or bring up, we got about 2 minutes to close to the show. I want to thank everybody for calling in and participating. Thank you, everybody, for this.
Yeah, thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Marcus.
Yes.
Marcus is still on with us, right? Well, that's it.
It was our pleasure. Thank you for listening and supporting this network. And please smash that donate button, and we will see you next time.
Welcome to the resistance. Peace!
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, we must take America back. We must take America back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.